see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white.
News Talk 580 WTCM, 8 minutes now after 10 o'clock. It's Wednesday, September the 11th, and Bonnie Pintozzi is joining us for another episode of Travel Talk here on News Talk 580. Bonnie, how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing great, but I am doing extra special.
Yeah.
Because in studio,
what?
We have our favorite person joining us live in Traverse City. We have Faith Zookas.
Faith, you're a real person.
Woo!
Yes, and she's Strategic Account Manager, Field Sales for Royal Caribbean Cruises. So, wow, great time of the year to be talking about this.
Honestly, I know, fall is in the air.
It falls in the air. And you asked me, I think even last week, Crystal, when do we start really getting busy?
Right.
Right now.
Right now.
Because summer's over with. We've enjoyed all that. Everyone's back to school. Families are talking. They're going, well, where are you going? What are you going to do over winter break? Or where are you going? You
spring know, break.
Spring
and,
break, all that stuff. And this is when it all starts happening because it's time, right, Faith?
Without a doubt. And speaking of spring break, if you haven't booked your spring break vacation already, you might be too late.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. So, yeah. I mean, really, it might be too
late.
It's better to just call and find out, right? Or you might be too late.
Or you're going to pay a higher price.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. We have people who come back from last year's already wanting to book this year's. And you also get that on board the ship, right?
Absolutely. And that's the best time to always book your next Royal Caribbean cruise on board the ship. Mm-hmm. You're only paying a $100 deposit per person.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that awesome? And you get up to $600 off your next cruise or up to $600 off or $600 in onboard credit, your choice. Plus the BOGO, your favorite word.
My favorite word, BOGO, buy one, get one.
Yeah.
I love it. Tell us, okay, so Royal Caribbean is celebrating quite a few things. 50 years Royal Caribbean has been one of the leaders in the cruise industry. I mean, and you've learned a lot. You've grown a lot in 50 years.
Oh, my goodness. In 69, when Royal Caribbean became Royal Caribbean, the history is really interesting. Ship travel was just for transportation. Mm-hmm. It was not vacation. And when Royal Caribbean became Royal Caribbean in 69, the founder said, I want to make cruising, because he was in the hotel business, I want to make it an experience like no other experience at sea. So Royal Caribbean has always been the innovator and the first. We've set and charted the course for the way the contemporary cruise line looks and feels today.
Yeah.
So 50 years old and bold.
and always bold, because it's one of those things that we can't, when we know a ship is coming out, we can't even begin to imagine what they're going to put on it. Because who would have thought you'd be able to do the things today that you can do. And Royal Caribbean did set that out.
And, you know, it's called Royal Caribbean, but you're so beyond the Caribbean.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Caribbean is in our middle name, mm-hmm. and that's our DNA. But we are a global cruise line. We have ships ported in Asia, Europe, Australia, New Zealand, Alaska, wherever you can imagine going. Royal Caribbean has ships. We have 25 ships in our fleet. We are the largest cruise line in the world.
But, you know, like you said, Caribbean is in your DNA, and you know how to do it. I mean, you even own an island, a private island.
Yeah, two.
Two private islands. You do these things called perfect days. And let's get into talking a little bit about some of those. I mean, having a private island gives you an advantage over any other, literally any other vacation company out there, because it is all things Royal Caribbean.
Absolutely. We have Labadee and a perfect day at Coco Cay. And we just invested $200 million in a perfect day at Coco Cay, which is just off. It's in the Bahamas. Just mm-hmm. So just about a 7-hour sail from Nassau and Freeport. And it is truly breathtaking, beautiful. When you think about paradise and tropical, this takes it to a whole nother level that you just can hardly imagine unless you see it.
Wow. And, you know, speaking of the Bahamas, I think it's important, you know, before we get into some all of those great deals and getting into what's happening tonight with the virtual cruise party, Royal Caribbean has really stepped up in helping with the efforts that are happening after the horrific hurricane in the Bahamas.
Well, it is horrific. And one thing about Royal Caribbean, over 500 of our employees are from those areas and those islands in the Bahamas. So we take that as a personal part. Our employees are part of our family. The Bahamas is part of our family. They're close to the U.S. Mm-hmm. And we have 6 ships that are sailing round trip every day, bringing supplies, food, hot meals, 20,000 hot meals every day.
Wow.
We're evacuating people off the island and moving them to other parts of the Bahamas or into Florida. There's so much that we're attempting to do to help bring a little bit of comfort to those that have had their lives just totally destroyed.
And Dorian, even prior to Dorian actually hitting and making landfall in the Bahamas, Royal Caribbean was on top of it and was actually evacuating people at that point too.
Absolutely. And it's really kind of cool because some of the ships that our guests are on board and they want to be involved in the volunteering and humanitarian help while we're in port. So it's just been an all hands on deck, everybody just pouring their hearts filled with love and compassion for our friends in the Bahamas.
I had a lot of friends say to me, well, you know, cruise ships are out there. Why couldn't they be used? I said, they're already happening. And they started happening before it actually hit. It's what it's all about, and Royal Caribbean has always stepped up for these types of emergencies.
Yeah. I mean, that I just want to say that is really, that's how you know that there's a business that's putting people over profits.
Absolutely.
I mean, when you're giving up 6 of your ships and you know, getting really rolling up the sleeves in the effort and the people who are on board wanting to help out in that really does. That makes me smile, especially thinking about how devastating it must be after Dorian in the Bahamas, where it stayed on top of Grand Bahama for days.
Yeah, 48 hours. It just spun right on top of it.
A hurricane coming in, a hurricane level 5. That's, I mean, I was in Andrew. I was in Florida living when Andrew hit, but nothing like this.
Yeah.
It moved through as opposed to just staying. And how do you sustain that?
Now, when you think about, this is the other aspect of this, Royal Caribbean, you always have to have such, you have to be really organized. You know, when you have thousands of people who are sailing and setting sail and in the middle of their cruises every single day all around the world, but in something like this, to have the level of organization too, to know, okay, we can't go here. We have the ship captains who then have to make alternative plans and get on to make their guests comfortable and make sure everybody is safe. And that's truly remarkable too.
It is mind-boggling. But it was heartwarming to know that as soon as the hurricane was really forming from a tropical storm into a hurricane and the path it was going to take, people were working. Hundreds of thousands of people were working around the clock 24/7 arranging ships, deployment, what are we going to do with our guest, canceling sailings, giving full refunds or modifying itineraries, and then starting the humanitarian relief. And as soon as the hurricane was over the Bahamas, Royal Caribbean announced that we were going to contribute $1 million.
Immediately. Wow. Mm-hmm. When you talk about your crew being from that area, you know, so many members of the crew being from the Bahamas and the greater Caribbean area, what do you think that does when you see the company step up like that for your home country? What do you think that does to morale for the crew?
It's unbelievable, Crystal. When I hear some of the Bahamians speak that were affected, and they said, the United States of America has really stepped up to our country where they're not feeling so much love from their own government.
Sure.
And so it's heartwarming. It makes us as employees proud that we have a company that's so compassionate for each one of our employees.
Yeah. And I think it's also important to say that, the Bahamas will come back.
Oh, right? Absolutely.
And tourism, and specifically the cruise industry, is such a big part of the effort relief to getting people back to normal, to rebuilding. And, you know, you mentioned even on Coco Cay, which is just off the Bahamas, you said that it's a little dusty.
Yes.
But, you know, it's still something, it's a port that people are visiting.
Absolutely.
And they were talking about it because, you know, Nassau, the way it is, and some of the other islands, they were not, you know, they didn't do the devastation.
Yeah.
And they're pleading for people to please don't cancel your reservations for certain areas because everything is fine with them. And that's what we hear back, and that's what we keep in touch, because as they're doing, there were changes at Royal Caribbean, moving people around. We're with them because of those reservations. As travel advisors, we're hand in hand helping that happen with our clients and making sure notifications and everything are there too. So tourism, as we talk about constantly, mm-hmm. is the number one economic impact in so many countries. And so when you see something like this, the best thing that we can do is get them relief, but go.
Yeah.
You know, when it's safe to go, go.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Do it.
Absolutely. And while you're going, you can take part in that BOGO, which really is, you know, sometimes I think about buy one, get one, and I'm like, where's the asterisks? Where's the limitations? What's the fine print? This is no fine print.
It's just straight up and down, easy peasy.
Yeah. And that's important to point out, too, for Royal Caribbean, because I think some people see the price and they go, well, that can't really be it. But then you look into it and you say, yeah, it actually is.
Yes, it is.
It is.
And the same thing with the 50% off the second guest, the same thing with the kids' sale for less.
Mm-hmm.
Get into some of those different programs and specifically that people can take part in now if they talk to Royal Caribbean and the Travel Authority.
Well, Bonnie, I think that this is one of those opportunities that if you make that reservation between now and the end of the month, you're going to take advantage of that 50% off the second guest worldwide, globally. And the kids sail for less, and third and fourth in the cabin also sail for less if you're not a kid 12 and under. So this is the time mm-hmm. to book your reservation, because we have sailings all the way through 2021.
Oh,
that's so hard to say.
Ooh. Oh, and I'm looking at them in front of me because I couldn't believe when I started printing off some of this information. There is a lot of unique and new and exciting ways to explore in 2020 and 21. I mean, there's like, you know, first time visits to some of the coastal towns, overnight stays in port, one of a kind expeditions guaranteed to cross more first off your bucket list. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm reading this and I'm going, and then I started looking at them going, oh yeah, definitely, definitely. So you want to jump on that. You want to take advantage of these. The savings are now,
because absolutely,
we both have been asked for years, what's the best time to make that reservation? Well, we're going to say now.
Well, okay. You know, we mentioned that we have our virtual cruise party. Mm-hmm. Did we mention that already?
We did sort of mention it, but we didn't get into detail.
Well, I just want to mention, with our virtual cruise party, in addition to the 50% off, we have a promotion that's going on if you book within the next week, mm-hmm. starting tomorrow, 7 days only. We're going to give up to $100 as a gift from the Travel Authority to any reservation, and that's free money to spend on
board.
Oh, wow.
It's
a little gift.
Well, we love doing things like that. And this virtual, you know, what's great about a virtual cruise party, Faith, and I love doing these with you, is that you can be just sitting at home, having a glass of wine, having, you know, just, or just
in
getting
your pajamas.
Excited.
You like those pajamas.
I do
love
your jams,
those pajamas.
Right. And it's tonight, it's 6:15, okay, it's a virtual cruise party. Faith and I are going to talk about it. We're going to host this. We're going to go over all these wonderful things that are going on. You know, Royal Amplified, the future of adventure. Boy, there's a lot going on there.
Yep.
And, you know, if you've sailed on some of the ships, well, some of those ships are coming out amplified as well. It's amazing.
Yes, and you're going to learn what those amplifications are.
Yeah, they came out of dry dock, and they are really amplified. So, but
wow.
We really want you to join us. There's nothing, you just, you know, you can go in and take care of this and kind of.
They're going to need to call, though, the office to get the link
right.
to register mm-hmm. for the webinar tonight. That would yeah. be important to
yeah.
do.
We're not yeah. going to give you the link number because there's a lot of numbers.
Yeah.
That would be crazy. But we will have you call the Travel Authority and get the link if you're interested. You just have it emailed to you, and that's
yeah,
how we work.
Absolutely. We'll do that. It's 231-947-0880. That's our main number here locally. And that's all you need to do, and we'll take care of that and get you going.
Well, you know, we've talked a lot about the Caribbean, and, you know, because Royal Caribbean kind of started that off, kicked that off 50 years ago, really revolutionizing the way that we look at water travel. And so many, you know, businesses have started after Royal Caribbean. I mean, really getting into some of these different vacation destinations. But as you grew from the Caribbean and you're all over the world now, what are some of the other big destinations that we want to highlight today?
Well, one of the big destinations I want to highlight is our partnership with our travel partners, because they are the backbone of Royal mm-hmm. Caribbean. And we wouldn't be going to almost every destination on the seven continents, 900 countries, if it wasn't for our travel partners. So Bonnie, on behalf of our relationship and our partnership over the last 50 years, thank you very, very much.
No, it's been our pleasure, and we will continue on. And when we'd mentioned that if you're on a cruise, it's that time to, you know, make reservations for the next one, they come through to us so that we know that, you know, we can take care of you. You don't have to worry about that at all. We get great service that we've done forever.
Right. Our partnership means everything to you, our dear guest mm-hmm. on board Royal Caribbean,
right.
because we work together for you.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Absolutely. So,
well,
yeah,
that was
we're
nice.
It is
a
nice.
Love
but
stuff.
What it is. Well, we've known, you know, well, how many times have we interviewed Faith? And
yeah.
believe me, I've known her for over 20 years. So believe
go.
Me, when she came into the studio, it was too much fun. I said, this is Faith. Everyone, oh, Faith.
We all know Faith. Yeah.
We've heard Faith on here with the show. But no, Royal Caribbean, it just stands out. As it's got so many firsts, so many different things, and we would be remiss if we don't talk about one of our favorite subjects.
Yes, let's do it.
How's your food?
Well, if you want to gain weight, we have something for every palate. And on the Oasis Class ship, we have over 26 restaurants, from Mexican to Italian, all handcrafted, all handmade foods. Mm-hmm. If you want continental cuisine, if you want the best pizza pies in the world, the best margaritas, yeah, we've got it for you on Royal Caribbean.
Yeah,
but
I want
same
all those
time,
things.
You also have some really, you have healthy food too.
We do.
You definitely do.
Honey, while you're ruining it.
Well, only because I'm sitting out there and somebody says,
I just lost
20
just
pounds.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, I'm eating healthy. And how can I still exercise? Well, you can do all that on board
yeah.
the ships, definitely.
I actually think more and more people, that's why I love that Royal Caribbean has such a great gym.
Mm-hmm.
And fitness center, because, you know, if you're like me, you do know you're going to eat a lot, but you also go, I have to work out a little bit, even if it's just 20 minutes, because that's the way that you justify.
Well, you don't
that's
have to
right.
give up your routine.
No.
That's the thing. You have the best of both worlds. You can continue whatever routine you're comfortable with, and
yep.
you can explore all these other things.
Well, and when you're on a cruise on Royal Caribbean, you're busy and you're active.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is, don't take the elevator.
Take the stairs.
Yep.
Even if it's a couple decks, just do that.
Yeah, I love that. So we've talked about the food. We've talked about the relief effort. We've talked about 50 years of just wonderful travel options. We've talked about the BOGO. And, you know, if you want to find out more about the destinations for buy one, get one, the best thing to do is contact the Travel Authority. And you've also talked about the 50% second guess. And that is, you mentioned that's worldwide.
That's mm-hmm. worldwide for any ship, any destination.
Yeah.
All you have to do is book by the end of this month
okay.
for all the way through 2021.
And the kids sail for less, which is really, Royal Caribbean is a great ship for families.
Mm-hmm. We are a family,
you know,
cruise
line. It really is. I mean, you're going to have options for kids on board Royal Caribbean that you're not going to get anywhere else.
But it's also good for just individuals
yeah.
and things like that. You've got neighborhoods. You've got incredible ways. I mean, when you get on one of the ships, you have ways in which you can kind of get away from any sort of crowds or mm-hmm. whatever be the case. But you have all those different things. I love that about the fact yep. that you sit there and enjoy all this.
We're a multi-generational. Yeah. So if you want high adventure, we can deliver. Mm-hmm. Right. Zip lines, rock climbing walls, and if you want luxury and relaxation and pampering, we can deliver on that.
Imagine, mm-hmm. Imagine proposing this for your next family, maybe not even vacation. Maybe it's going to be a reunion mm-hmm. where you can say, I can get you 50% off the second guest. I can get, in the staterooms, people 3 and 4, even, the kids sailing for less, 3 and 4 sailing for less. We're going to have something for every single person on board. So everyone from grandma to, to toddlers, mm-hmm. you're going to be taken care of on Royal Caribbean. Oh, and by the way, there's lots and lots of food. You would be the hero of your family if you did that.
Well, you certainly would get better gifts in the future, without a doubt.
No more picnics. Let's go to Royal Caribbean.
Well, I'm going to say one thing because we always have so much fun when Faith is with us. If you want to meet Faith, Faith's going to hang out at our office in Traverse City today, and yeah. we're going to be doing some training with our staff and getting everybody caught up on everything, too. And then, of course, we're going to do the virtual, cruise party tonight. So if you want to come in and say hello to Faith and meet her firsthand,
great.
She's in the office on 116 Cass Street.
116 Cass Street. Virtual cruise party is tonight at 6:15. We did have a question. Are you going to be – can people access that after the cruise party? Are you going to have something that people can find out, maybe watch it after?
We are going to be recording,
good.
And then you will still need to contact the Travel Authority right there on Cass Street.
Right.
And they'll give you the link and how to find that.
That's perfect. And call 947, that's 231-947-0880, so that you can actually get the link. You can mm-hmm. take part tonight. You can access it later. It's convenient, which is all about Royal Caribbean. Faith, it's so great to see you in person.
Oh, my gosh.
Yay. To have you in
you
studio. Got to play your song. Yes, indeed. You got to have Faith. And you can check. You can actually meet Faith and talk to everyone at the Travel Authority, 116 Cass Street.
Right next to the Franklin Restaurant. We've been there for 40 years, right there.
Yeah.
And so, it's not too difficult to
You're
find
not
us.
The new kid on the block.
We're not the new kid on the block. We're the old kid on the block.
The seasoned child.
The seasoned
there you
children,
go.
Yes.
Bonnie Pintozzi, thank you so much. It's Travel Talk here. We'll take a quick break on WTCM.